Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, live on this Wednesday afternoon from downtown Marion, Ohio, in Air Chair 1. We are ready to go for another program. How you doing? Hope you're having a good day out there. I had a pretty good day today. Nice, relaxing day. Didn't do a whole lot except get ready for the program here. And so I hope you all are doing fine. We've got lots of trivia on the table. We got offbeat news on this day in history. The usual fare here that we're used to on offbeat news and trivia. It is about 13 minutes past 4 o'clock on this January the 22nd of 2020. Boy, January's speeding right on by. Usually, I find that January is a pretty slow-moving month. But this year seems to be moving rather quickly. And no huge snowstorms as of yet, right? Well, that could change any time with Ohio weather. But nothing real huge to shut everything down like a level 3 yet. But you never know what might come around here in late January and February. We've got time for a big one yet, don't we? Hey, I want to tell you, first of all, about a big breakfast that's going to be taking place this coming Saturday at the Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street in Morrill. It's an old-fashioned farm breakfast. It runs from 7:30 in the morning to 10 in the morning, Saturday, January 25th, as I said, and all-you-can-eat old-fashioned farm breakfast will be served. Here's what's on the menu. Sausage gravy and biscuits, bacon, pancakes, scrambled eggs, home fries, orange juice, and coffee will be on the menu. Carry out is available. The church is wheelchair accessible. Only $6 for adults and $3 for children 12 and under. And again, it's an all-you-can-eat. Wow, that's code word for me. That means go. you put old Nate here in a restaurant and tell him it's an all-you-can-eat, and it is a free-for-all, buddy. Look out. Hey, I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. I want to say hello to everybody listening out there and hello to everybody listening online at WWGH1071.com. If you're on the fringe of our listening area, maybe you got a little bit of static on your radio, you can pull us up on your smartphone or on your computer, and on the front page, just scroll down a little ways and click on Listen Live, or you can download the free TuneIn app. Just search TuneIn on your Play Store or whatever. Download that, and you can find us for free on the TuneIn app by just searching WWGH in that. Okay, I think that takes care of all of the things we need to do here at the beginning of the program. We do have trivia on the table, and today I'm giving away a $5 gift card to Burger King. So Burger King fans out there, today is your day. If you like Burger King, all you need to do for a chance to win this is call and answer a trivia question, and I'll put you in a drawing. And at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. So you just need to call, answer a trivia question, and you're in. You will also be put in a drawing for next week. We will draw for a House of Hunan $20 gift card, okay? Yes, that's a gift for this month, a $20 House of Hunan gift card. and we'll give that away on next week's show. All right. So everybody that has called in all month is in a drawing for that. So every week that you call, you are signed up automatically, and I've got a bunch of names already in the pot, ready to draw. Okay. All right. I'm going to also do something special a little bit later. A little bit later in the program, I'm going to give away a heart-shaped wreath. It's a homemade heart-shaped wreath that my sister-in-law did a great job making. And we'll give that away, like I said, a little bit later. And it is very nice for your front door or wherever you'd like to hang it. And so be listening for details on how to win that, okay? We'll just do something real simple to give that away. Right now, let's get some folks signed up for this drawing for this Burger King gift card. And here's our trivia questions for today. By the way, the phone number you will need to get a hold of me is 740-383-9944. Same as last week, 740-383-9944. What is the number one health issue among dogs? What is the number one health issue among dogs? What kind of animal was, if you can call it an animal, what kind of animal was Charlotte, the best friend to Wilbur the pig in Charlotte's Web? What kind of animal was Charlotte, the best friend to Wilbur the pig in Charlotte's Web? There's an easy one for you. Here's another one that'll be easy. In what movie will you find the characters Pongo and Perdita, the pets of Roger and Anita? In what movie will you find the characters Pongo and Perdita, the pets of Roger and Anita? 740-383-9944. Who's going to be our first call? All right, we're lighting up right now. Find out who's on the phone.
Hey, Nate.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, you're pretty good.
Good, good.
It's Charlotte. It's a spider?
A spider. Yes, that's right.
All right, I'll take the House of Hunan card, please. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll sign you up for it. We're going to give that away next week. Oh, well, we got disconnected there. Didn't get a chance to get his name to sign up. Call back, and I'll sign you up for a chance to win the House of Hunan gift card, okay? All right. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number to call. What breed of dog is Scooby-Doo? What breed of dog is Scooby-Doo? Can you tell me that one? In 1901, Annie Taylor was the first person to survive going over the Niagara Falls. What did she go over Niagara Falls in? In 1901, Annie Taylor was the first person to survive going over the Niagara Falls. What did she go in the over Niagara Falls in? What is working outside of a spacecraft called? The astronauts, when they work outside the spacecraft, what is it called? The visor that protects astronauts from the sun's rays is coated with a layer of what? The visor that protects astronauts from the sun's rays is coated with a layer of what? And the final question for now, what is the name of the laboratory in orbit above Earth that astronauts live in? What is the name of the laboratory in orbit above Earth that astronauts live in? Can you tell me the answers to those questions at 740-383-9944? We'll get you signed up for a chance to win this Burger King gift card. You can go out there and get you a Whopper or a Whopper Jr., whatever you prefer, or a Rodeo Burger. Those aren't bad either. Okay, turning to offbeat news. You might have seen this floating around on Facebook, this story. Candy maker Mars Wrigley set a new Guinness World Record by producing a massive Snickers bar weighing in at 4,728 pounds. The company said the Snickers bar, unveiled Thursday at the Mars Wrigley plant in Waco, measured 12 feet long, 24 inches high, and 26 inches wide. The candy bar is the equivalent of 43,000 regular-sized Snicker bars. Guinness confirmed that the giant confection met the record-keeping organization's requirements to capture the record for the world's largest nut bar. The requirements state the bar must be at least 80% chocolate and nuts, and the entire bar must be fit for human consumption. Mars Wrigley said the giant Snickers bar will feature an ad that will premiere during the Super Bowl February the 2nd. Okay, our line was tied up there for some reason. I dropped the other call, but let me see if somebody's there. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, how are you? Didn't see my phone light up.
It's a space station, the name of the where the astronauts stay.
Yes, International Space Station, yes. How's your day going today?
Oh, not too bad.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear. Good to hear. Well, we've got you signed up for the Burger King gift card, okay?
All righty.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Well, the phone didn't ring. I didn't hear the phone ring or light up on that one. So I just might have to watch my little call button over here. 740-383-9944 is a telephone number. If you'd like to give us a call here at WWGH Radio and answer a trivia question. Police and animal rescuers responded to a highway in Iowa to round up more than 1,700 piglets that escaped from an overturned truck. Got another call coming in here. Hi, we're on the air. Oop. Missed that one. Give me a call back here. I'm not sure why my phone isn't ringing, but for some reason, it is not. But I will try to get here. Here we go.
Oh.
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that lady that went over the Niagara Falls.
Yes.
She in a barrel?
Yeah, she was definitely in a barrel. That's right. That takes a lot of nerve, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right, what's your name? And I'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Eva. EVA Kalb. KALB.
All right, Eva. Good to hear from you today. I appreciate you giving me a call. Well, you have a good day now, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, got a couple of folks signed up here. There, now we're ringing. Who knows? Hi, we're on the air.
Hello, on that Saint Scooby-Doo, that was a Saint Bernard.
All right. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. Good to hear from you. What's your name, and I'll get you signed up?
Troy Gallagher.
Troy Gallagher?
Yep, G-A-L-L-E-H-E-R.
All right, Troy. Well, thank you so much for calling and listening, and I have got you signed up.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and another call coming in here. Hi,
Hello.
We're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
It's the astronauts take a spacewalk to do work outside the...
Yes, space
space station.
Space walking.
Yeah. You know, I've noticed, Nate, I called earlier today, I called Charlie, and it doesn't ring, it just goes directly live into you know.
Yeah.
And there's it's not like it doesn't wait for you to answer it. It just goes right, you know.
Yeah.
Because I could, you know, hear you still talking, and you really hadn't physically attempted to answer it, you know.
Yeah, it's strange.
So there's something amiss in the setting of the telephone system.
Yeah, there sure is.
Yep.
Just
make it confusing.
Yeah, it makes it confusing for you, the caller, and then me,
because
what it is I have this, all I've got is a little red dot that lights up here, and the call button is all the way over to my right, so I have to kind of watch over there to my right while I'm reading stuff to see that light up, because I'm used to the phone lighting up right in front of me.
Yep.
But we'll see what we can
struggle through it, huh?
Yeah, struggle through it. That's right. We're used to it by now, being radio folks.
Right. Yeah, it's good talking to you, Nate.
Well, Ernie, you too. You have a good evening.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks
you
for
too.
Calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Bye
bye. All right. Good amount of calls coming in here to answer some trivia questions, and yet another one. Now we're ringing, so that's plus. Hi, we're on the air. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, we're on the air. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
The first lady that went over Niagara Falls went in a barrel.
Yeah, she went over in a barrel. That's right. That is correct. And I think I recognize your voice. Is this Ashley?
Yep.
How's your day going today?
Pretty good. Got a whole bunch of kids here.
Oh, you got a bunch of kids.
Got three extras.
Oh, three extras. Boy, you're babysitting. Are they paying you double?
Nope,
doing it for free, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you keep all of them in line.
I'm trying.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right.
You have a good one.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. We need to take a break. We'll be back after these words on WWGH. If you try to get through and I don't pick up, call back.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, we might have a call. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, here he is.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
How you doing here?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah. The answer to the question about the dog?
Yeah.
What was your main concern?
Yeah, the main concern, right.
It was worms. It caused heart problems.
Worms that cause heart problems. Heart problems is the answer. Heart problems tied with obesity. Yes, indeed. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Good, good. What you cooking tonight?
What am I cooking tonight?
Yeah.
I'm making breakfast.
Oh, making breakfast for supper. All right.
White taters, sausage, biscuits, gravy, and eggs.
Oh, boy, does that sound good. Yes,
yep,
indeed.
I got 8 people I got to cook for, so when that's done, I'm going to get started.
Hey, that sounds delicious. Boy, oh, boy. Yep. Especially biscuits and gravy.
I can barely hear you on this phone. All right, you have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we are taking calls here as they are flooding in at 740-383-9944, signing up for a Burger King gift card today. And I also am putting your name in for a drawing for next week for a $20 House of Hunan gift card. Okay, here's some offbeat news for you. Police and animal rescuers responded to a highway in Iowa to round up more than 1,700 piglets that had escaped from an overturned truck. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said a total of 1,738 baby pigs were set free early Thursday afternoon when the truck overturned on Interstate 35 in Des Moines. Police and personnel from the Animal Rescue League of Iowa worked for hours to round up the loose piglets and load them into another vehicle. The pigs had been loaded into another vehicle by 5 p.m., the ARL said, so everything was good to go. But can you imagine seeing all those piglets running all over the freeway? That would be a sight to behold. A horse found running loose in the streets of the Welsh capital in Wales was captured by witnesses and loaded onto a bus for a brief ride. The South Wales Police Roads Policing Unit tweeted a photo of the horse taking a ride on a Cardiff City bus after being found running loose in traffic on the busy 848 road Thursday evening. Bystanders who helped police capture the horse said the bus driver had offered his vehicle when police determined it would be a while before they could get a horse trailer to the scene. The horse took a 5-minute ride on the bus and was reunited with its owners at a nearby parking lot. The bus was taken then for a thorough cleaning. Yes, you might want to clean that bus up after a horse has been on board. January 22nd, time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1874, a patent was issued to Samuel W. Francis for the spork. Yes, you need a spork when you go to what? Taco Bell and KFC. Aren't they famous for the sporks? Well, it goes back to 1874. Next time you use a spork, you'll realize how old that invention really was. 1879, James Shields began a term as a U.S. Senator from Missouri. He had previously served Illinois and Minnesota. He was the first senator to serve 3 states. 1889, the Columbia Phonograph Company was formed in Washington, D.C. 1895, the National Association of Manufacturers was organized in Cincinnati, Ohio. 1900, off of South Africa, the British released the German steamer Herzog, which had been seized on January the 6th. 1901, on this date, Queen Victoria of England died after reigning for nearly 64 years. 1917, U.S. President Wilson pleaded for an end to war in Europe, calling for peace without victory. America entered the war the following April. 1924, Ramsay MacDonald became Britain's first Labor Prime Minister. 1930, in New York, excavation began for the Empire State Building. And in 1938, Our Town by Thornton Wilder was performed publicly for the first time in Princeton, New Jersey. And that's what happened on this January 22nd on this day in history. Okay, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. Been having a little trouble with the phone line, so if you don't get through, just redial me, and I will try to pick that up. In what movie will you find the characters Pongo and Perdita, the pets of Roger and Anita? In what movie will you find the characters Pongo and Perdita, the pets of Roger and Anita? The visor that protects astronauts from the sun's rays is coated with a layer of what? The visor that protects astronauts from the sun's rays is coated with a layer of what? How do gorillas use branches? How do gorillas use branches? How do elephants use palm fronds or sticks? How do elephants use palm fronds or sticks? Where did Wilbur and Orville Wright build their first flying airplane? Where did Wilbur and Orville Wright build their first flying airplane? The first astronaut to travel to space came from which country? It's not the United States. The first astronaut to travel to space came from which country? Not the United States. And what rodent is considered to be very social? What rodent is considered to be very social? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give me a call here, and we will add you to the pile of folks. And we are giving away a Burger King gift card at 4:55 this afternoon. Just call and answer a trivia question. I'll get you signed up for the drawing, and you just might be the winner of this Burger King gift card. Okay, we're going to do something a little different. This doesn't have to do with anything that has to do with trivia. I have here a Valentine's wreath shaped like a heart. It's a homemade wreath. You can hang it on your front door or hang it in your house. I'll take the first person that wants this wreath to dial me at 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. If you're the first person to dial me and say, "Nate, I want that wreath," it is yours, okay? So light me up here at 740-383-9944, and this Valentine's wreath is absolutely yours, okay? So give me a buzz here if you are interested in that Valentine's wreath. I want to tell you about a small town museum. A small town museum. Here's a call coming in.
Hello?
Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, I'll take that wreath.
All right, Bob, that wreath is yours, buddy. It will be.
Right.
It'll be here at the station with your name on it, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Enjoy your breakfast.
I'm going to.
Okay. All right.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the wreath is gone. The wreath is gone. So we have given that wreath away. So congratulations, Bob, for phoning in first and winning that wreath. Small towns can be infamous for their lack of entertainment. But if you're going to watch the traffic light change for amusement, Asheville would be the place to do it. Built in 1937 by local inventor Teddy Bohr, the odd-shaped Jetson-esque cylinder has stop-and-go lights that rotate clockwise and are timed by a sweeping hand. According to Charlie Cord, one of several older gentleman curators who seem to come with Ohio's small-town museum, where the light now hangs around, you knew exactly when it would change, so you could speed up or slow down accordingly. Now, I suppose you've never done that. Have you ever tried to beat a yellow light? Well, I'm guilty of that. If it's yellow, you accelerate instead of brake. Yes, indeed. I'm bad about that. But anyhow, this took out the guesswork of making a run for the border at the intersection. The nation's oldest working traffic light was installed at the corner of Main and Long Streets in Asheville in 1982 when the Ohio Department of Transportation gave the community a strong signal to replace it with a more conventional model. It's still brought out for special occasions, such as the 4th of July, but normally shares exhibit space, such as phenomena as the world's smartest rooster, lost silver nuggets from the Snake Den Mounds, and a Victorian-era phonograph that still plays records shaped like a jumbo can of green beans. The rooster, the long-gone but fondly remembered Chick Chick, would go down to the diner with a dime in his mouth and get a snack, explains Charlie of the local museum there. There's also memorabilia about Buster, the dog that voted Republican. Other displays encompass both world wars and sports memorabilia and other souvenirs from local high schools, as well as lots of old-timey stuff and whatever inspires the other curator, also named Charlie, to tell a story about a particular day. But the real reason is the light, and if you're lucky and if you have a camera, you'll get a picture taken with this luminary that appeared on Oprah and An American Moment with James Earl Jones. So a pretty cool traffic light there in Asheville, and you can tour the small town museum too. Sounds like a fun place to go. Well, we needed to take another break. It is already about a quarter till 5 o'clock. And so thanks so much for listening to 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. And my email address, by the way, is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. We will be back after these words right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair One. Thanks for listening.
Charlie. Rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. Right now, it's time to head down to the classroom. Head down to the long hallway, make a right, and have a seat in the ever-so-comfortable chairs I've placed out for you. On the chalkboard, I have written our weird word of the week. And today's weird word is langlof. Langlof. L-A-N-G-L-A-U-F. L-A-N-G-L-A-U-F, langlof. It's a noun. The definition means the sport of cross-country skiing. The sport of cross-country skiing. The origin of the word langlof goes back to the 1925 to 1930 years and comes from the German language. Langlof, the sport of cross-country skiing. And that is our weird word of the week for this week. All right, it is coming up on 4:49 is the time on this January the 22nd. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. Let's see if we can get a couple more trivia questions answered at 740-383-9944. If you call and answer a trivia question, I'll put you in the drawing for a Burger King gift card. We're going to draw that in a few minutes here at 4:55 p.m. And you'll also be put in the drawing for the House of Hunan gift card, $20 House of Hunan gift card. We're giving that away next week. In what movie will you find the characters Pongo and Perdita, the pets of Roger and Anita? In what movie will you find the characters Pongo and Perdita, the pets of Roger and Anita? The visor that protects astronauts from the sun's rays is coated with a layer of what? The visor that protects astronauts from the sun's rays is coated with a layer of what? How do gorillas use branches? How do gorillas use branches? How do elephants use palm fronds or sticks? How do elephants use palm fronds or sticks? Where did Wilbur and Orville Wright build their first flying airplane? Where did Wilbur and Orville Wright build their first flying airplane? The first astronaut to travel to space came from which country? It's not the United States. The first astronaut to travel to space came from which country? And what rodent is considered to be very social? What rodent is considered to be very social? 740-383-9944 is the phone number. If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, you got about 4 minutes. Give me a call and I'll sign you up for a chance to win a Burger King gift card. It is time for Ladies' Corner. And today I have a recipe, as I always do, and you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook and the recipe will pop up. Today's recipe is crunchy Asian chicken wraps. Crunchy Asian chicken wraps. And here's what you need. 1/4 cup Asian toasted sesame dressing. 2 tablespoons of Miracle Whip dressing. 4 cups shredded lettuce. 2 cups chopped cooked chicken. 1 large carrot shredded. 1 green onion thinly sliced, four flour tortillas, 10 inch. And here's how to make it. Mix your dressings in a large bowl. Add your lettuce, chicken, carrots, and onions. Mix lightly. Spoon onto tortillas and then roll them up. And you'll have a nice crunch there and a crunchy Asian chicken wraps. Again, you can find this on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, and the recipe will pop up with a picture to tantalize your taste buds. Part 2 of Ladies' Corner, finding space when you are limited. Finding space when you are limited. Store seldom used items in empty suitcases. Stash boxes under the bed. Fold winter blankets and store them between the mattress and the box springs. Buy a large plastic garbage can. Fill it with stored items. Invert the lid and top it off with a round piece of plywood. Cover with a tablecloth and you have a lamp table storage unit for any room. Put shoes in shoe bags to free the closet floor for other things. Stack storage boxes or add shelves to closet shelves. Have a system of making a proper place for everything and to put everything back in its place. Clutter just takes up space. So there you go, some ways to save some space there. If you're limited on space, some tips for you there on our Ladies' Corner for today. All right, we got a couple of minutes left. I want to tell you one more time about this farm breakfast coming up at the Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street in Morrill. And it is an old-fashioned farm breakfast from 7:30 to 10 in the morning, Saturday, January 25th. An all-you-can-eat breakfast will be served. Sausage gravy and biscuits, bacon, sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, home fries, orange juice, and coffee will be on the menu. Carry-out is available. The church is wheelchair accessible. $6 for adults, $3 for children 12 and under. So this sounds like a good time and a good breakfast. If you don't want to hang around, just go and get your carry out and eat it in the comfort of your own home. So pretty cool. By the way, you can always drop off your public service announcements here. If your church or organization has an event coming up, we'll try to get it on the air for you. Our studios are located at the corner of Prospect and Center Streets. We're on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. And you can come down, and a lot of people, if we're not in the office, a lot of people just slide it under the door. We're all the way at the end of the hall. So just slide it there right underneath the door, and you will hopefully hear your ad, or your public service announcement, rather, here on the radio. So, like I said, if your church announcement, if you're having a concert, a gospel concert, or a bluegrass concert, or any kind of concert, or any sort of event, just let us know, because we try to accommodate. Okay, it is 4:55, and I have some names here for sure. We had a lot of calls early on in the program. And here we go. Can you hear the names rattling here in the microphone? Okay. Our winner for today for the Burger King gift card, a $5 gift card to Burger King. Our winner is Ernie Brees. Ernie Brees. Congratulations, Ernie. You are the lucky winner of this Burger King gift card. And, Ernie knows where we're located in downtown. And Ernie, I will put your name on this Burger King gift card. And I got the activation receipt just in case you have any problems. The activation receipt will get you all fixed up there at Burger King, and you can have yourself a good Whopper Jr. or Whopper or Chicken or whatever it is you like there at Burger King. So congratulations to Ernie Brees. And I do want to say thank you to everybody that gave us a call. Thank you to Ashley Braden, Bob Austin, Troy Gallagher, David Avery, and Eva Kalb. Thank you so much to all you folks that gave us a call today here at WW and Ernie, of course, for giving us a call here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM and being a part of the program today. I do appreciate it so much that you took the time to pick up the phone and call me. Even though we had a few issues with the phone lines today, we got her done. And again, thank you so much. I appreciate you listeners very, very much out there. And it just warms my heart to have you folks listening, that you take the time to listen to this little old program on Wednesdays. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock, Offbeat News and Trivia right here. And I've got time to give you at least one more offbeat news. West Virginia officials said a pair of anglers broke state records in the first 2 weeks of the year with a 53.1-inch grass carp and a 49.84-inch blue catfish. The division said the fish weighed in at 59 pounds, falling short of the record of 71 pounds. A second record was beaten January the 11th when Justin Connor of Culloden reeled in a 49.84-inch, 58.38-pound blue catfish from the Ohio River in Mason County. The fish was more than 2 inches over the previous state record, but fell short of the 59.74-pound record for weight. But still, pulling in some big fish. That'd be exciting, wouldn't it? I've been out deep sea fishing and fishing different times, although it's been several years actually since I've been fishing. I think the last time I went fishing was during Ohio's, what's that free fit, isn't there a free fishing day that you don't have to have a license that you can fish? Isn't it in May or something, like April or May? And you can go fishing. That was about the last time. Well, it is quitting time. Again, thanks so much for listening to the program. Feel free to send me an email anytime during the week, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Congratulations to Bob Austin for winning the heart-shaped homemade wreath that we gave away for Valentine's Day. And congratulations to Ernie Brees for winning the Burger King gift card today. I'll be back, good Lord willing, next week from 4:15 to 5 o'clock here on WWGH. Talk to you then.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this audio?
Oh, you're impressed by this.
Well, what do you do? Just tape it, tape the shows as they go. But you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.
Wow, isn't that something? Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where?